This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We will bring our September 5th and 6th, 2024 South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission.
Recording in progress.
Welcome to everyone that's here with us in person and to those of you joining us online today. We appreciate you tuning in. We've got a full agenda, so we're going to get right to it. One of the first things as the chair, my responsibility is to read the conflict of interest disclosure. So I will do that at this time. Now's the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. And if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commission members that feel they need to bring forward a conflict of interest from today's agenda? Seeing none, we will move on. Next on our agenda, approval of the previous meeting minutes. Those were published online publicly, and commissioners have also had the opportunity to take a look at those minutes. Do we have any questions or comments on those minutes? If not, we do need to approve those. Move to approve by Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Whitmire. All those in favor of approving the minutes from our July meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Very good. And just to note, Commissioner Julie Bartling is with us today. She is joining us virtually. So, Julie, thank you for being with us. And so, after voting, we will pause just to ensure we have her vote that comes through. Number three, additional commissioner salary days. Oftentimes, our commissioners will attend different meetings and work with interest groups on behalf of the public. And at this time, do we have any commissioners that would like to announce any salary days from the last 2 months? Seeing none, we will move on. Number four, we'll get right to this. This is the license. This is our license list request. We've got Deputy Secretary Scott Simpson, who will go over the details on our license list request moving forward. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Scott Simpson, Deputy Secretary. Just one license list request this month. It comes to us from Chad Cadwell of South Dakota Access Guide Service. Mr. Cadwell would like to get a list of the 11B Prairie Elk Hunting Unit of the folks that have received a license in that unit so that he can offer some hunt services to that particular group. The way that this would work would be a full fee, $100 per 1,000 names. There certainly isn't 1,000 names on this list, so it would be at the minimum fee of $100. We would provide that list upon your approval. And then Mr. Cadwell would like to do a mail solicitation to those folks. It's my understanding that just because of the schedule that we're hitting now, that Mr. Cadwell may not purchase this list this year, but this would set us up to allow for that to happen for next year as well. So with your approval, Madam Chair.
Very good. Thank you, Deputy Secretary Simpson. Any questions from the commission? Comments? Seeing none, we do need a motion and a second for approval. Moved by Commissioner White, seconded by Commissioner Bies. All those in favor of approving the license list request, say aye.
Aye.
Bartling votes aye.
Those opposed? It is approved. Very good. At this time, we're at informational items number five, staff introductions.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. It's always the one of the most enjoyable parts of a commission meeting when we have the opportunity to introduce new team members to South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. And I have the distinct honor and privilege of introducing four new members to the Division of Wildlife. First of all, first person I'd like to introduce is Jennifer Halfley, and I believe Jennifer is in the back of the room. I'm going to embarrass her, make sure she stands up and waves. Hello, Jennifer. Jennifer just started this month. She will be serving as our secretary here in the Rapid City office. She comes to us with a distinct background of a bachelor's degree in equine management, actually, from the University of Crookston in Minnesota. She obviously has a love and a high interest in riding and being around horses. Jen and her family are avid outdoors people and find themselves spending time in the outdoor anytime time allows, so outdoor enthusiasts. The most important feature or aspect of hiring Jen, especially when I was informed of this, is the fact that Jen is a major hockey fan, and she thoroughly enjoys watching Minnesota Wild play hockey. And so when I heard that information, done deal. You know that this is a solid employee. So we are excited to have Jen join the team here at Game, Fish, and Parks and serving the people and our staff here out of the Rapid City office. So welcome, Jen, to the team out here in Rapid City. The next person I'd like to introduce, in fact, commissioners, you met Mike Kuzera this morning. Mike is out of the Rapid City office here as well, and he will be spending 99.9% of his time out of this shooting sports complex, as he has been brought on as our shooting sports complex coordinator. He introduced himself to you this morning, has a love of the outdoors, spends a lot of time hunting, fishing, exploring, camping. Has been involved with shooting sports for a major part of his life. He's an avid reader, averages about 50 books a year. So he is, not only is he busy, but he really enjoys reading and also has a high interest in trivia then as well. So kind of a neat fact to know about Mike. From the shooting sports, he's obviously very experienced in small bore rifle, trap shooting, multi-gun, and things like that. He is an NRA range safety officer certified and also a range officer certified through United States Practical Shooting Association. So he's a great fit to what we were looking for our coordinator of our Western South Dakota Shooting Sports Complex here. And so we're excited to have Mike on. He just started this month. He is going to help in all the final planning and stages as we develop that shooting range out there and open those doors. So we want to welcome Mike to joining the team here as well in Western South Dakota. Next staff member I'd like to introduce is Dylan Urban, and I was hoping he was going to be able to be on virtually. Dylan is our conservation officer that has been stationed in Mitchell. There's Dylan. And we've had a vacancy at our Mitchell duty station going on probably a couple years now, and so we're really excited to be able to fill that again, one of the major cities within the state of South Dakota. A lot of activity in that area. Dylan actually came to us. He was actually an officer out in the state of Utah. And so he had law enforcement experience as a ranger slash conservation officer in another Western state. And so he just wrapped up the field training. And as I mentioned, he will be stationed in Mitchell, and we're really excited to have him in that Western district of that southeast corner of the state. So Dylan, welcome to the team, and best of luck in you being appointed to the Mitchell duty station. And the last person I'd like to introduce from the Division of Wildlife is Aaron Andrews. Aaron comes to us actually from the state of Kansas, where he was working for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks within their hatchery system. Aaron comes to us as a new hire as the Blue Dog State Hatchery Manager. Those of you who remember, Jerry Broughton had been up there for a long time, had retired this year. We went on an exploratory search to find a new manager there. And Aaron's going to bring some very, very unique traits and experiences to our hatchery system, in particular Blue Dog. While working in Kansas, he had over 10 years experience working on the RAS system. And that's what we've been talking about, where we're doing those expansions at Cleghorn, McNenny. And now we're looking at doing some of those opportunities at Blue Dog as well. And with Aaron coming to us and having that experience and serving as our manager up there at Blue Dog, he will then bring those expertise to do some of those expansion and efforts as we go into that direction at Blue Dog State Hatchery as well. So Aaron brings his family to South Dakota as well. He also has a tie to South Dakota as he got his bachelor's in wildlife fisheries from SDSU and had the opportunity to come back to South Dakota. So we're excited to have Aaron on board, taking over the reins as manager at Blue Dog Hatchery, and look forward to a lot of great things coming out of our hatchery system there as well. So I want to welcome Aaron to the team as well. And so, Madam Chair, those are the four new staff members for the Division of Wildlife.
Very good. Thank you. And I believe we will hear from Jeff Van Meteren with our Parks and Recreation Division.
Good afternoon, Commissioners, Chairman, and Secretary Roebling. We have one staff member in the Parks Division that we'd like to introduce today. I think you'll be joining us under Chris Monroe's name, if you want to pull that up. Jeff Larson. Jeff came to us as a conservation technician, serves as a conservation technician. His first day of work was July 24th. Jeff comes to us from a position as a field specialist with the USD campus over there in Vermilion. Jeff is from the local area and is looking forward to being back. Previously, he had worked at the livestock markets in Yankton. When he is not working, Jeff likes to fish and play sports with his three sons. He spends a lot of time coaching football, baseball, and basketball for his boys. He and his wife also enjoy traveling in their free time. So, Jeff, if you'd give us a wave, thank you for being part of the team. That's all I have, Madam Chair.
All right, very good. Thanks to both of you. And welcome to Team GF&P, Jen, Mike, Dylan, Aaron, and Jeff. We look forward to seeing some of the great work you'll do alongside your colleagues here.